support for OPB comes from our members and from our sponsors, like Mike Rosenberg from Columbia Credit Union. Mike says they trust what they see and hear on OPB, and that aligns with Columbia Credit Union's brand.
From the Gerd Boyle Studio at OPB, this is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. We turn now to a new model for animal butchering and processing in Oregon, a meat inspection program at the state level. The Meeting Place in Hillsborough is the first such facility in Oregon. It just received a federal grant to expand its operations. Casey Miller is the owner of the Meeting Place. He joins us now to talk about the future of local meat production. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Dave.
You started your business in 2011 doing what's called custom exempt processing. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's correct. So custom exempt processing is a way for smaller meat producers to get their animals to customers without going through the expense of inspected processing, USDA inspected slaughterhouses and inspected slaughtering. So we run a mobile harvest unit where we harvest local farmers' animals, and they're allowed to sell those to people they know, but it has to be clearly labeled, not inspected, not for sale, so it can't get into the retail distribution.
So if somebody, say, buys a quarter cow or goes in for some portion of a cow, this is... That's the custom processing that you're talking about. They it's their animal, and you could butcher it and package it for them. They could put it in their chest freezer, but it couldn't end up at Safeway or New Seasons or at a restaurant even?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So this is an exemption that the USDA allows for farmers to get meat mostly to friends and family and themselves, where we would be the service provider of harvesting that animal, processing it, getting it wrapped for the freezer. And yes, a quarter or half of beef going to somebody's freezer that they're allowed to consume themselves, but it has to be clearly marked, not inspected, not for sale, so it can't get into the distribution.
So that's how you started your business. How is that going for, you know, those... It's been 13 years now.
Yeah, so that's what I started doing, was just custom processing, and that's grown a ton. We're one of the largest custom processors in the state. We're extremely busy doing that, but we really wanted to branch out and find new ways to get local meat producers' product out to Oregon consumers.
Why? How big a market is there for the size of operation that you're talking about?
Yeah, so there is a big market for the size of processing operations. The problem is there's only 13 USDA slaughter facilities in the state, which makes it very difficult for small to medium-sized Oregon meat producers to get their product into inspected process and get it to Oregon consumers.
What is an inspected process? I mean, what does that mean? What's entailed?
So basically, all of our systems are verified by the state. So we have to have plans that ensure that we're safe handling the animals, that we're meeting all the food safety requirements, all temperatures are being recorded, E. coli testing is being done, and having steps to prove that meat is safe to be in the food chain.
You're talking about at the state level, but that's a pretty new thing, right? The what about at the USDA, at the federal level?
So basically the state operation is following USDA guidelines. So we have to follow all USDA guidelines under the ODA processing. The difference is we're working directly with the state to get us up and running instead of the giant bureaucracy of the USDA, which can be very hard to navigate and is more designed for the massive meat processors.
When you say massive, can you give us a sense for the scale of one of those operations compared to, say, what you're doing now?
Right. So it's what they call the big four. So Tyson, Cargill, JBS, those type of slaughter facilities will slaughter up to 400 beef an hour, thousands a day. So huge operations, huge factory lines, where we would be doing like 10 to 15 beef a day.
400 an hour, thousands a day compared to 10 or 15.
Correct.
So why did you want to expand into this operation? I'm still curious about that. I mean, you said business was good in terms of the custom side. It does seem like on some level a lot more of a headache to go through the fully inspected processing world. Why expand?
It actually started in COVID. So when COVID hit, the meat slaughterhouses were one of the first ones to get wiped out from COVID because they kept all those workers in close confined the factories. And during that time, there was a big meat shortage right after COVID. So when the big box stores were unable to get meat because of the slowdown at the slaughterhouses, we were actually able to bring in those carcasses that they couldn't produce. And because of the way our facility set up, we were able to cut those whole carcasses, get them to the customers when there was a huge meat shortage around the state. And that kind of gave us the idea of maybe there's a better way to get Oregon meat to Oregon customers, because the meeting places always strive to get the most local proteins that we can. And after COVID, we looked at it and decided, you know what, maybe we can bypass these huge slaughterhouses and we can find ways to get local product to us and to the consumer in a way that actually turns out to be much better for the environment, because we're cutting out a lot of the transportation steps and all the packaging that happens at the major slaughterhouses.
Well, before this, let's say that there were some head of cattle that were raised for all or most of their lives in Oregon. If you were an Oregon consumer who liked the idea of adding meat to the list of locally produced products that you consume, it's easier to do that at a farmer's market to get all kinds of produce. But if you wanted that to be the case for beef, what options did you have?
There's a lot of steps. So basically, you got to get to one of those huge slaughterhouses. That's the first step. So even though you're growing an animal locally, maybe in our community that we want to get back to our community, it needs to be transported to one of the slaughterhouses that could be hundreds of miles away, processed there, put into package, trucked back to distribution centers so it can get distributed across the city, where most of that goes to a grocery store where it's opened up, taken out of that plastic, put in a styrofoam tray for the consumers to get.
At that point, I mean, would it still be labeled Oregon? I mean, how would you know after it goes to a gigantic factory that processes thousands of animals a day? How do you know that that's an Oregon cow?
And that was one of the big things that Oregon brought up with the inspection program, that the local beef had to go through so many steps to get to an Oregon consumer that we needed to consolidate that. And, you know, it's still tracked as Oregon grown, but it goes through a lot of steps just to get to your local farmer's market or your local restaurant that's advertising locally raised beef.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking right now with Casey Miller. He is the owner of The Meeting Place in Hillsboro. It is the first state-inspected slaughterhouse and processing plant in Oregon. It just received a federal grant to expand its operations. So what is this? Is $250,000, this latest grant, after some earlier ones that you'd gotten at the state level. What's it going to let you do in terms of those expansions?
It's going to allow us to buy the very expensive equipment that we need to package for wholesale distribution. So equipment that can package and label for other producers to get their labels and their names on the product and allow us to be the local processor that can harvest the animal, process the animal, and then get the meat to local restaurants, grocery stores, farmers markets without having to go through all the hoops of getting to a massive USDA plant.
So the model is producers would bring their livestock straight to you?
To our slaughterhouse, which is at our farm, because we produce our own beef and slaughter our own beef, which is 14 miles from our shop. So we would slaughter it at our slaughterhouse that's in Banks, and then it's transported under refrigeration to our Hillsboro location, where we would do the processing and have it ready and inspected and ready to send out to Oregon consumers.
And from there, it would go directly to a supermarket or to a restaurant, or there's another middleman?
The farmer or the meat producer can do whatever they want with it. So if they want their products in restaurants, they can deliver it from us now that it's been inspected, processed, straight to restaurants. It can go to local grocery stores. It can go to farmers markets. It can get out into the food chain for Oregon consumers to be able to get a hold, get their hands on it without having to go to these massive USDA processing plants.
One of the arguments that you were making is that this is a lower carbon footprint in terms of the transportation. So instead of going to, say, Idaho and then to some distribution center and then back to some supermarket in the Willamette Valley, there's less trucking. What's the average radius for the producers that you're dealing with, your meat producing customers?
So my meat producing customers right now don't have to go very far because of the custom exempt that we've been doing. But the ones that we'll be taking on under this inspected processing, a lot of them are driving to Idaho or driving to Eastern Washington, any place that they can find to get USDA processing, because it's so limited and the plants that are doing it are so busy and congested. The small farmer really doesn't have much opportunity to get into these big plants.
So that's where they're going now. But where are they based? I mean, if currently they may have to go to Eastern Washington or Idaho, where are they in Oregon?
Well, they're based all over the state. We're really targeting Willamette Valley growers so we can keep a nice consolidated supply line where they can bring their animals directly to our farm and our slaughterhouse and be processed right in Hillsboro and hopefully get right out in front of the consumers in the Portland metro area to limit the transportation of all the meat.
Does the difference in the scale that we were talking about earlier, the difference between just a gigantic slaughterhouse factory and a much smaller operation, does that mean that even if you set aside differences in the way the cattle are raised, say, or finished, does it mean that your process is just going to be more expensive?
It doesn't have to be more expensive. We're trying to cut the cost on that, and that's part of what this USDA grant is. To get the equipment to be able to do this type of production is very, very expensive. Meat production and all food production equipment in general is very, very expensive.
Because it's so specialized?
It's so specialized, right. And it's doing such a specific thing. Where the big factories like Cargill and the big ones, they have, you know, they can cut the cost by the volume they do. Where we're doing a much smaller volume, it's a very expensive thing to start up, but we're trying to keep our costs in line with anything else at a USDA processing plant so that consumers have an option that's based on a price point that they can still get their product to the market at a fair value.
Is most of this meat going to be some version of sort of premium or fancy meat? There are different, you know, labels I know you can put on, but are we talking about in general, sort of high-end, more expensive pieces of meat?
You know, the thing we're expanding into is it's individual meat producers' meat. So it's whatever those small to medium-sized meat producers are trying to do.
But as opposed to the commodity world.
Exactly. As opposed to the commodity world, typically smaller ranchers and meat producers have a higher quality product and a more specialized thing instead of just sending their beef to a feedlot that's going into the commodity market.
So this is not going to be ground chuck at $1.99. This is going to be some kind of steak that'll sell for $28 a pound or something. I mean, I'm making the numbers up, but is that what you're
nodding? Yes, that's what we specialize in now, and that's what we want to continue specializing in, is high-quality Oregon meat production.
Hmm. How big a market is there right now? I know that Oregon, it's not insignificant when it comes to beef production, but it's not like California or other Midwestern or Western states. So how big is your market?
The market is quite big. There are so few USDA processors in the state that there's a lot of these medium to small size meat producers that can't get their product into the USDA processing facility. So we expect to fill up quite fast and be at our capacity relatively quickly once we get our inspected processing open and running.
What about competitors? I mean, now that this option is available at the state level, a state inspector as opposed to a federal inspector, are there any other state licensed processing plants that are already in operation?
They're coming online right now. So the Oregon Department of Agriculture just rolled out their Oregon meat processing program last year. We are just the first ones to get up and running with the slaughterhouse and the production side of things. But there will be more coming online, and there'll be more in the smaller production side than the giant factory size that they have the options of now.
Casey Miller, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Casey Miller is the owner of The Meeting Place. It is the first state-inspected slaughterhouse and processing plant in Oregon, one of a couple. As he said, it'll be joined by more in the coming years. They just received a federal grant to expand their operations.